שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello to all of you, thank you for joining us. This is our new live series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello to you, Dr. Lightman. Hello to everyone. Hello, Tal Mendelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello, this is show number 1257, and we would like to learn from Dr. Lightman how ideas develop, how our cultural evolution develops. So please, Tal. Tal. Yes, so today we're advancing towards, well, we're talking about evolutionary biology. It studies how people developed, and in around the 70s, a new theory developed where they say that this, in addition to our genes that want to propagate from generation to generation, our culture, these bits of information they call memes, like genes but memes, they develop. It's like they're kind of virus. They're informational units where an informational unit wants to duplicate itself and to sort of infect other people in a way, what they call it. So people convince each other, they have ideas, and here the evolutionary biologists say that the ideas themselves, like a virus, the virus are interested in moving through the carriers. We're like carriers of thought viruses, and these viruses jump from person to person and develop and spread through humanity. Dr. Lightman, what forces them to do that, compels them? They say that it has an inner program in itself, like viruses develop and propagate biologically. The ideas have a desire to survive. Oh, and so this is the desire in each individual, these viruses, or is there a general program that just makes it jump between people? And well, as they say, it's like Darwin's natural selection. So in this way also the culture develops. So I want to ask you, what is this idea where an idea is a life of its own, it propagates like a virus? How can that be? Dr. Lightman, but other information doesn't pass. Other information does pass through ideas, and ideas don't. These are just little particles of knowledge. Yes, they're listed, they're written somewhere, registered, and so they can pass from place to place. Perhaps we cannot identify the carrier, the informational bit, how it passes from one to another, how thoughts pass from one to another, desires. We say that people who live close to each other, their internality somehow passes from one to the other. How? Through what? But we see that this is how it happens. Oh, so? Well, that's the question. Is an idea truly like a virus with its own inner program, seeking to jump from person to person on its own? Dr. Lightman, yes, of course. The whole of nature is simply desire. Desire. And then this desire just passes from person to from one person to another. It can infect many people, like a virus. A virus from one person can infect 1,000 people, and nothing will happen to the virus itself. Right? It replicates. So that means that there are ideas in humanity that exist because they succeeded in infecting many people. Dr. Lightman, yes? So what makes an idea successful in infecting many people as opposed to ideas which don't succeed? Dr. Lightman, if it fulfills the desires of each one, then of course they'll be happy to be infected by it. Okay, so if there's an idea that makes me feel good, Dr. Lightman, then you buy it, as we say. You even attract it, draw it to yourself, absorb it. And you said that perhaps there is this program that scatters these viruses and propagates them. What's the source, Dr. Lightman? The source is my desire to enjoy my life, my existence. And that awakens me to try and find everywhere I can means, ways to enjoy, to gain more. Okay, so we are people, we have genes that we received from previous generations, we didn't choose. And now we see that we have these memes, ideas, cultural ideas that perhaps we received from the environment also, and Dr. Lightman, the memes and the genes, it's the same thing. These are information particles that we want to apply in various ways because we are simply the will to receive. And they control us, would you say? Lightman, of course, because I want nothing but joy, but to enjoy. And these things come to me and I feel that I can derive enjoyment from them. So what happens when I talk to someone else? Let's say me and Owen have a discussion. Now he tells me his thoughts, opinions. Dr. Lightman, so your egoistic will to receive checks. What can I receive from him to fulfill myself a bit more, to succeed a bit more? That's what you absorb. Other things you do not absorb. So he won't necessarily infect me with all his thoughts and opinions. Dr. Lightman, no, you have to be aiming to absorb these things. Oh, and so if I understand the mechanism correctly, in each person there is this inner engine that you call the desire to enjoy. He wants to enjoy. Every creature wants to enjoy. Now, besides that, person has two extra informational charges, let's call them loads, his genes and his ideas, his values, his memes. So I have this basic engine, the will to enjoy. It has memes and genes at its disposal. And what now does it keep scanning? What's going on now? Dr. Lightman, I don't know, genes, memes, you... This is all a result of your partial perception, all these ideas. I know that the will to receive looks for places from which it can receive information, data to enjoy. Oh, and if it stumbles onto a new idea, then it absorbs it. Now it enters into contact with the carrier of it, that person, and it wants to receive this idea from him. Oh, and it judges it from the inner, using the inner engine of the will to receive. Dr. Lightman, yes, how else? Oh, and okay, so if I told you now about a new idea, with what tools, means would you weigh it? Dr. Lightman, I would measure to see if I can carry it, take it to myself in order to fulfill myself with pleasure. Oh, and okay, so the boss here, let's call it, in any process of acquiring and disseminating ideas, it's simply a person's desire to enjoy life more. Yes. And so you said, Owen, and you said a nice sentence there, what ideas propagate? Those who fulfill the desires of humankind. Is nature interested in us spreading these conceptions, ideas? Dr. Lightman, yes, it's interested in us connecting together and having ideas dispersed as much as possible. Oh, and why? Dr. Lightman, because by that we reach a single integral system. Well, okay, but these ideas can be true and good or also false and then destructive. So how does nature govern it in such a way where we propagate the best ideas? Dr. Lightman, it's the way our ego governs us. Well, we've seen over history that many ideas caught on. For example, the idea of divinity, right? Godhood, people propagate that idea, and it's caught on. Dr. Lightman, because it's a global idea. It talks about the whole of nature, the whole of life, and so it's it includes everyone in it. Okay, and it's passed from generation to generation. There's something here that gives a person some, Dr. Lightman, grasp on his existence. Yes, and this is one of the more successful memes. Now, also the laws of Judaism, Jewish morality, which we see was something very powerful and keeps on surviving. Why do you think that this survived to this day? Because it's written, because it was what? preserved. Right, man. Okay, look, what I say perhaps won't be so, you won't accept it so much, but it's because there is an upper system. That's it, an upper plan requiring this to happen. And humanity as a whole needs to take on this attitude to life, to nature, to itself, as it is written in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Now, if we have this understanding that we're constantly being infected by ideas, emotions as well, constantly affecting, influencing each other, what do we need to do with that understanding, with that knowledge, Dr. Lightman, to apply it, to reach a state of one man in one heart, all of Israel, our friends, the whole world needs to be connected to that, such that we establish a mechanism where we all enter the round nature. One of the things I read which were interesting is that the researcher who wrote this theory, he says that he identifies that most of these ideas and memes and everything, it was all very selfish, very egoistic. The altruistic idea, he says, is something that doesn't exist in our world. It exists to turn us all into a circle, to all belong to the integral nature. That will be altruistic, because then I don't say who's greater, who's lesser. There's no division to levels, pyramids, boxes, and so on. Rather, everyone are equal as one man in one heart, included together. And you would say that this is an idea that spreads easily or has difficulty spreading in humanity. It's anti-egoistic, so it's difficult for it to spread. Oh, and why? Because then, Dr. Lightman, because I have to accept others the way I accept myself, and to think of others the way I think of myself, not to think of them in that they're any less than me. Oh, and so this idea repels a person? Then if so, it cannot spread, because you said that only ideas that fulfill people's desires spread. Dr. Lightman, correct. Oh, and so it follows that you're talking about, can we call it the integral idea? Dr. Lightman, yes, it's the integral idea, it's the true idea, but it's not acceptable to people. So the integral idea, if it were to spread, let's skip over the problem for a second. If the integral idea would spread, how would our world look? Dr. Lightman, our world will seem round. Dr. Lightman, Owen, what does it mean, a round world? Dr. Lightman, where we're all equals, we're all interconnected, because no one is radically different than another. We all enter such a system, which we see as a circular, a round system. And then, we're simply there as one man in one heart. Oh, the idea of being equal, I don't want to be the equal of others, I want to be greater than others. So clearly, the idea of being equal, that won't catch on with me. If someone tells me, people who think like you, tell me, look, we have an idea, if people are equals, it will be good. I don't want to be equal, I want to be number one. So the idea sitting in my head now is different to the idea that you tell me, listen, go in that direction. So how can that idea propagate? It won't. Dr. Lightman, well, let's say that you're facing very great problems, God forbid, and you see that it's either you enter into an integral connection with others, or you are going into great, great troubles. So you weigh that information, because you're just the will to enjoy. Is it better for me to do this or do that? Oh, and if I ask you, when you look at today's world, what idea rules the world today? Dr. Lightman, the capitalistic idea, the more I profit, exploit others, leave them behind, and I advance, and better if I'm the only one there who has control, wealth, and everything, that's the idea. Oh, and what idea should rule the world tomorrow if we're more developed, evolutionarily speaking? Dr. Lightman, it's such that we see that nature is integral, round, global, and we need to integrate into that nature, and to be equals according to the system. Well, we see that there are people in the world today who are trendsetters. For example, in fashion, everything that comes out of Italy, people copy, regardless of how ridiculous it may be, and so on. So who's actually giving birth to these ideas, begetting them in our world? Dr. Lightman, I cannot say. As far as I see it, it comes from the inner system of nature. And people don't understand where it comes from, but they absorb it, of course, with no connection to things, ideas such as fashion or something else. I'm talking about human development, the development of human society. It comes from nature. Oh, and what do you mean? Nature plants ideas in our minds? Dr. Lightman, of course. Who are we if not creatures that grew from out of nature? What were you born of? Not nature? Oh, and I was born of my father and mother. From there I received my specific genetic information. I assume that the education received, the environment in which I grew, shaped my perception. It gave me some values, culture, etc. I think it's a combination between inherent things and factors and things that I gained from my environment. So you add a new aspect to it. You say that nature plants within the mind of a person. Dr. Lightman, no, I don't add another aspect here. There is only one aspect. Nature governs everything, does everything. And that's how it created, manufactured you. Oh, and okay, so if I return to what we talked about a few minutes ago, I asked, which ideas rule the world? And you said it's the capitalistic idea. If I'll be number one, I'll gain, I'll profit more than everyone, I'll feel the best. So where did this idea come to humanity? From nature as well? Dr. Lightman, from the ego that nature developed within the person. You have the inanimate, animate, and speaking degrees. In addition to that, you have the degree of the speaking, which is ruled by the ego. So is it correct to say that nature planted this capitalistic idea within the person's nature? Yes. And the next idea you said is the integral reason. Is that the next degree? If so, nature should plant it in people as well. Why doesn't it do it? Dr. Lightman, because people have to achieve this on their own. And what do you mean? Why? Dr. Lightman, because otherwise I'll remain as a beast. Not a human being, but a beast. There are four degrees to nature. The inanimate, the animate, the vegetative, and the speaking. The inanimate, vegetative, and animate are parts of nature. You don't ask them any questions. They don't ask any questions. The degree of speaking is the degree of mankind. It emerges from the degree of the animate, the living animals. It remains an animal, but it determines on its own the way it wants to live. It's an animal, but in terms of the way it relates to nature, a person relates to nature, he determines what I want to be. I want to be this or that. There is free choice here that the person is given in terms of how to develop, how to be, how to live. And that is what a person receives. He receives freedom of choice, and he is in that. If we reach a state where we choose, then we will be human beings. And then to the extent that we can choose the next degree to be integrally interconnected, we will be human beings. Otherwise, everyone are as beasts. They never emerge from the degree of the animates. What is there to the integral idea that jumpstarts a person, makes him jump to a new degree of evolution? What is there in the integral idea that elevates a person, really? Dr. Lightman, the integral idea ties together all the laws of nature, all the degrees of nature, to their spiritual inner roots, the inner force of nature. And that inner force, is it tied to the thoughts that people have in their minds, the ideas they have in their minds? Dr. Weidman, yes, everything stems from that. From that upper force, we have all our ideas, desires, our fate, everything. When you just threw the term, the upper force as an idea into this. If we look at humanity over history, one of the ideas that caught on best is the idea of God. God is a great idea, really caught on. Billions connect to that idea. Dr. Weidman, yes. Owen, and now you said the upper force in nature, Dr. Lightman. Yeah, God, call it nature, the upper force, it doesn't matter. It's the upper governance, the upper force that rules over nature. And he is the first, he created nature, established nature and all its degrees. Owen, so the integral idea, is it religious in essence? Dr. Lightman, I don't know what religious means. Owen, God is a religious idea? Dr. Lightman, I don't know what you mean by religious. Owen, people say that people invented God to serve their own interests. So I had some interests, I invented God, and it served me in my business, let's say. But let's put that off to one side. Why? It's an idea. So when I hear from you that the integral idea is connected to the upper force of nature, that's why I'm asking, is the integral idea religious or not religious? Dr. Lightman, I don't know what you mean by religious. It exists in nature, the integral idea, because the whole of nature is an integral system. That's it. I relate to this in a systematic manner. Nature as a whole is integral. Just some ball that everything exists inside of, and everything is interconnected. And the more we study the laws of nature and astronomy, geology, whatever you want, we see that everything is interconnected integrally. So I say that this integral law, call it God, call it religious, I don't read it that way. I say that this is the upper force, which includes everything. So if this is the upper force, this is nature, why is humanity so full of opposite ideas? Dr. Lightman, in order to study, to explore it, and to reach the state where you see that this is the only idea. We always reach some decision from the opposite form. And that's why we are built in an egoistic way, which is completely contradictory to this divine idea, the unique divine. But all of this comes specifically in order to come to know him. Owen, so nature implanted the egoistic capitalistic idea in people's mind, so that from there people will develop consciousness of an idea which is the exact opposite. Yes. Okay, so I want to ask, in our world today, we reach a state where we're at a dead end, we don't know how to deal with the crisis. Dr. Lightman, excellent, it's an excellent time that we live in. Out of this mess in which we live, we don't know where our left is, where the right is. This is the time to discover the power of unity. And what will allow us to escape from all the egoistic ideas that rule our world today and find new idea? How will we run from it? Dr. Lightman, suffering. And do you have something to suggest which is less painful? Dr. Lightman, coronavirus, why not? No, you say that ideas develop because the person suffers. And Dr. Lightman, of course, the person is egoistic. Without pain, he won't move. And what does the wisdom of Kabbalah give us here? Dr. Lightman, it will shorten the path. Of course, it explains to us what we need to do in order to discover the altruistic idea, to discover the one there's none besides him, that force, the upper force. If we constantly infect each other with ideas, thoughts, And we also infect each other with good ideas, with the integral idea. Dr. Lightman, of course, what you're hearing now, go tell to others. Do you think that when individuals spread this idea, it can propagate? Dr. Lightman, yes. And for a person to connect to that idea, he needs to detach from other ideas where... Dr. Lightman, gradually he will see, yes or no. It all depends on the individual. Oh, and so, okay, so practical, some practical advice. If I want the integral idea to pass from my head to the head of someone else, even to enter a person's heart, what do I need to do beyond just telling him about it? What kind of inner strength do I need? You know, it's like when you send a rocket to space, you need a lot of power for it to reach orbit. So what kind of power do I need in order to launch this idea so that it's absorbed? Dr. Lightman, you need to build an environment, a network of people, and to try with that person that you want to give this idea to, you need to try to catch him with this net. Oh, and what is the net built from? Dr. Lightman, people who have the same idea. Oh, and this gives it power? Dr. Lightman, of course, it captures the person, captivates him, and he gets ideas from there. Oh, and so we are out of time. One last question. What kind of idea would you want to spread to the hearts and minds of people in the world today? Dr. Lightman, that everything comes from an integral force, and the more we connect and affiliate ourselves with that integral force, we will succeed. Well, amen and amen. Thank you, Dr. Lightman and Tal, for being with us. New life, learning to live well. All the best. Goodbye.